Finance Administration Committee, could we call the roll, please?
Director Wiseman.
Here.
Director Fragel.
Here.
Director Morris.
Here.
Director Banks. We have a forum.
One second.
Motion to approve the minutes presented.
So moved.
Do we have to hold up for a minute?
Yeah.
Technical issue here. I want to miss any opportunity to be on the air.
We're on the air. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of February 24th.
If you, we have a second.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved. Moving on then to information technology, we have a single item.
Thank you. The IT department has one item for your consideration this month on the consent agenda. The item is a change to the general approval policy for routine tower sharing co-location agreements, both commercial and governmental. The resolution will give approval authority to the chief of IT for all routine communication tower co-location agreements at locations where tollway communication towers exist. The board of directors would continue to approve any non-routine communication tower co-location requests where tollway communication towers do not exist. All agreements would have been reviewed by the legal department prior to approval and execution.
Any discussion on this item?
Can I? Yeah. What is routine and what's not routine?
There's actually some bullets on the summary, but it's where a tower exists where we already have an agreement with a customer.
Okay.
And then it would be based on that pricing structure with a 4% annual escalation.
Okay.
So any place where
you already have
we would not have a tower or it's a new customer or the pricing is different than it would be.
So a new customer would be if ABC Cellular wanted to use an existing tower, we'd still be made aware of that.
Right.
So moved.
Second.
Well, we have a motion and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The motion's approved. The item's approved. We'll place that on the consent agenda.
I just want to thank the staff for picking up on our question about why are we approving these, but we seem pretty routine, so this is great. Thank you.
And then moving on to procurement, could take item number one, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, directors. Procurement has five items for your consideration. The first three items are requests against CMS master contracts. Can I please have your approval to present these three together?
So moved.
Are we okay with that?
Yes, thank you. The first item is the CMS master contract to purchase detachable rotary mowers, also known as bat wing mowers. This contract provides a source for 12 detachable rotary mowers, of which 10 are replacements and 2 are additions. These mowers are pulled by large mowing tractors and are used to mow the right-of-way where large wide open areas exist and high mowing production is required. Award is recommended to the lowest and responsive bidder, John Deere Company, in an amount not to exceed $166,000. The second item is a purchase against a CMS master contract for additional software and hardware to expand the tollways Velocity Hirsch security system. Currently, this system is installed and centralizes door access and security control at tollway facilities such as headquarters, central warehouse, and all plaza locations. The tollway will utilize this contract to further the rollout of the system to the M sites, tower locations, maintenance facilities, and state police zone offices. Award is recommended to the lowest and responsive bidder, A1 Corporate Hardware, doing business as A1 Lock Incorporated, in an amount not to exceed $50,000. The third item is a renewal of a CMS master contract to purchase Alamo mower parts. This contract provides a source to procure Alamo flail mower replacement parts on an as-needed basis through February 4th of 2012. Like the first item, these parts are used in mowers to mow the right-of-way along our roadways. This contract is with Alamo Sales Corporation. Approval of this contract will increase the upper limit by $25,000. Any questions on any of these three items?
Any questions on item 1 through 3? If not, I would entertain a motion to approve items 1 through 3.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Items 1 through 3 are approved and will be placed on the consent agenda. Next item, please.
The fourth item is a 2-year renewal of a tollway contract to procure off-site storage. This contract provides a source for off-site storage of business records for the tollway. This contract is with O'Hare Record Retention Center. Approval of this item will increase the dollar limit by $42,000.
Any questions or discussion on this item?
I know this might be a very limited source, but it said this contract started in 2005, so we'll be actually going to 8 years with this contract?
That's correct. After this 2-year renewal, and Christie and I have discussed in the past, how we are both are kind of against 2-year renewals. And in the future, we finally have 1-year renewal options.
Well, that, and then, like, on this, when you show these bids, Federal, GR, whatever they are, these are the bids from 2005?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. So I assume we would start bidding this again someday before we all turn 100?
Yes, we will.
I'll make the motion, and if I'm around in 2 years, I will not support an extension or renewal.
Yeah, that's the...
We won't have an option for renewal in 2 years.
Second.
And are we turning 100?
I don't know.
We do have a motion and a second on this item. If there's no further discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The item is approved and will be placed on consent agenda.
A general question. Are we under the state item retention law?
Yes.
And so, can you just quickly tell us, or do you remember, how long do we have to keep what?
This would more than fill the hour.
I don't want to.
It depends on departments, types of records, and the departments have various record retention schedules. They have to be approved by the Secretary of State, and it's an ongoing process of reviewing, you know, what has to be retained on what schedule. And there's constant back and forth with the Secretary of State on that.
So maybe more importantly to this contract, do we have a process in place where we decide something no longer needs to be retained? We've had it for X number of years, and now we can get rid of it, and then do we?
Yeah, I can't speak to the mechanics, but essentially, I know that when departments send things to storage, they have expiration dates, if you will, and that there's a process then of eliminating stuff that has passed the time for retention.
So the shelf life is up, and then does this contractor... Is the contractor responsible for then getting rid of it, or do we have to...
I think the Secretary of State has to approve getting rid of it, right?
That's right. Yeah. I send in notices to and have to sign off on, you know, requests or, you know, indications that we're going to get rid of documents. I don't know, I will be honest, I do not know within, you know, the confines of the storage center how we get rid of items. Should we have a presentation on our record retention?
I don't know we need a presentation. I guess I was thinking about my basement. I would just...
She wants to bid in the next contract. Got a little room there.
I would like some reassurance that there is an automatic process by which there's a tickler and somebody says we got 5,000 cartons out there and we need to throw them.
Marlene handled this for us. So Marlene, why don't you answer it?
Well, one of the things that we do is that there's a destruction certificate, and because the documents need to be destroyed in a secure manner and we need to be able to witness it, once a year everything comes over here, and that's actually a separate bid. And CIS, which is under administration, they witness everything. They sign off that they witnessed the destruction of these boxes in a certain cross-cut manner, whether they be paper or film. And so that's an ongoing process, with the destruction certificates being submitted to the Secretary of State for approval every year.
So it's good that there is actually a kind of a specific time we do this, so they're not just building up somewhere.
Certain documents are, say, kept for 6 months. Certain documents are kept for 10 years. We have certain documents that have to do with construction, our bridges, and the layout. Those are forever.
Yeah.
And are these all hard copies, or do we have electronic?
They're not a hard copy. Anything that is a state record that's deemed of value, the Secretary of State, the board, they have to approve. And if they approve it in only hard copy form or only electronic form, then that's what we have to follow. Some of them are not approved to, for example, be scanned. That's more of a newer technology. Some of them are in microfiche. So it depends on what it is, and as Tom pointed out, the department, what's being kept and why.
So these are not like my brother's and my old baseball cards, which sat in the basement and eventually just turned into a block of cardboard. This is like air conditioned. I mean, this stuff is preserved.
They're kept in a facility and in a state so that should we, during those, say those 25 years, if it is audited or someone needs to get back to them, we can actually get back to them in whatever state they are.
And that's why we use a company like this. They have those kind of facilities.
The appropriate climate control.
Okay. No basement.
I wish.
No basement. Right.
My parents should have done this in their baseball cards.
You know, you'd be a rich man today, I'm sure.
Thank you.
Did you need a motion? We approved it.
I think we already approved.
Yeah, I think you did. I had this question afterwards. Sorry.
The next item, please. Number five.
The last item is a tollway sole source contract to procure roadway weather information system services. This contract provides a source for the continued operation and maintenance of the roadway weather information system, which provides pavement, atmospheric weather, optional traffic and camera data to the tollway's maintenance, operations, and traffic personnel. Award is recommended to Visola Incorporated in an amount not to exceed $182,981.
I notice it's a sole source. Could you give a little explanation of that?
Sure. This is a two-year sole source contract. This is proprietary equipment, and once the equipment was installed, I could look back at the date, but once it was installed, it's cheaper, it's more cost-effective to maintain the current equipment instead of getting rid of it and bringing in another vendor's equipment. Visola purchased the prior vendor. Well, the prior vendor was Surface Systems. They purchased them, and with that purchase, now they have a system of RWIS. Before, they just had, they made the equipment. Now they have the whole system and that technology.
So this isn't just weather forecasting, it's actually stuff embedded in our, along the 80 miles?
Correct. There's 17 devices that are embedded into the pavement of our system, and they can detect when our roads are frozen, when they're wet, when we should apply salt. And, you know, this is a huge money saver for John Bendis Group, because he knows exactly when to tell his team to start spreading salt. And therefore, we would save on the salt.
Well, I can tell you they did a terrific job this morning, because it snowed significantly in northern Illinois, and the local streets took a very long time to get the 6 miles to the tollway, which took a very short time to get here because the pavement was so well taken care of. So obviously this helps, but John's crew does a good job.
Yeah, they keep eye on all this data, and the temperatures and statistics, and, you know.
So there's actually, some kind of hardware.
There is, and there's also equipment along the side of the roadways that go about 8 or 16 inches deep, and it measures the temperature of the subsurface as well, so they know when the roads are starting to freeze. And that's uploaded. This is our equipment, but then it's uploaded automatically to a vendor's database, and through a web application, we could view all the statistics and then make the best determinations and decisions on how we're going to apply salt.
And the state police probably use that stuff too. That's really sort of helpful to us. Problems in a certain area too.
So this is 182 for continued operation and maintenance. At one point, are you going to have to replace the whole? I mean, I'm assuming that equipment in the roadway has a certain shelf life, and at some point, you'll have to replace it.
Yes, and I believe, you know, I spoke with John Bend about this yesterday, and I believe in the future, maybe not right now, but in the future, that they're going to probably install more of these devices into the pavement so they could have a better understanding of certain points in the road or when they're frozen and when they're still wet.
Because this supplements what I guess, I remember the discussion regarding the systems on the trucks themselves.
Yes. Right.
But also measure conditions on the road and all that, the no room in your truck. So
we find the more centralized the information collection and analysis is, the better we're able to, you know, moderate, you know, what kind of applications we use, and again, whether it's salt or other other material that we put to maintain a roadway condition. You know, John Benda and his group in engineering do, I think, a very good job of making sure that we are judicious in that application, but of course, as aggressive as we need to be to make sure the roads are.
Well, like last night, I saw up in the northern part when it was snowing pretty good, we had salt trucks at three or four locations at about 8 o'clock or 7:30 that were more poised. They weren't necessarily out yet, but I would assume between the state police, the visual foreman, and then this information, we know where we can move vehicles if we have to do a little better job. Because I don't know. So I think this kind of information, though it's expensive, is probably very critical, and in the long run, it probably saves us money in terms of both salt and manpower and womanpower and stuff like that. So.
And of course, the safety considerations, which are the primary ones. But we don't take sole source contracts lightly. So. Mm-hmm.
When would they have amortized? I mean, when we come in at site, something like this, if we assume it's going to take them 3 years to recover their cost and make a slight profit, whatever they have to do, is there a point where we would then rebid without rebidding it at such a disadvantage that we get real heavy bids in the future?
Well, my understanding is that this contract is very much tied to the equipment that we already have out there. So, you know, this type of maintenance would relate pretty directly to when we would see the equipment or the hardware lifespan. Okay. I do not, I'll be honest, know kind of where we are and where we expect the hardware lifespan to be, but it's been fairly recently installed, much of it, correct?
It was last year, yeah. Made the upgrade. The board's comments are all right on the mark. I mean, there has to be a shelf life on the hardware, so we know it's going to have to be replaced. But engineering is trying to take the most sophisticated approach it can to, and so we have information to judiciously apply the proper materials at the proper times and save money. And we are definitely being very efficient in that respect, and this is helping us do that. So I don't ever see the need for this ever going away.
Right.
I mean, it's always
for this service.
Yes. It's always going to have this. This particular vendor is one of the leaders in the field. IDOT also has this very same vendor and the information. And but your comments that it has to be replaced sometime because things don't last forever are totally right on the mark. And I'm assuming that at that time is when we would consider upgrading to an even better or newer technology.
Yeah, that would be kind of my comment too. Is that make sure you stay ahead of it. In terms of the technology, mm-hmm. People are making advances in this stuff all the time. And so this might be a sole source vendor now, but I'm sure there's competition right behind them. So.
Well, I know even like I imagine Aurora and Naperville, we used to use a firm called Murray and Trouble or something like that up in northern Illinois, which we would use for weather and all that. And I imagine you guys have some company that's doing the same thing.
Right. Paul, could I ask you, is there some focus of this system on areas, say, that would tend to freeze first, like bridges or?
Yeah, like John mentioned there, it's spread out throughout the 286 miles. We have 17 locations where we're getting actual real hard data on the weather conditions at those particular spots. And I'm assuming that we pick those spots because those are the areas that give us the best idea of what's happening in that particular zone. I think we'd love to have more. But we're taking a measured approach to this, and
plus we have the eyeball of the state troopers all the time.
And maintenance, yeah. They're both 24-hour operations. They're out there on the road all the time. So yes, it is one component. It's not the only component. You mentioned about getting roadway weather reports. We do get those also, telling us what's coming and giving us predictions on how big it's going to be. We use that information. We got real data coming in from the pavement itself. What's the condition on the pavement? What's the temperature on the pavement? Which is often doesn't have to be the same as the air temperature.
Right.
And it dictates what materials we use because sometimes we put down calcium chloride, sometimes we put down salt. It's all going towards trying to make us as efficient as we can and conserve our materials and do it cost effectively.
Any further discussion on item number 5?
So moved.
We have a motion.
So moved.
Second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The The item is approved, and we'll go on the consent agenda. Now moving from procurement to legal, we have one item on the legal agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The item is a proposed settlement of a personal injury case for $27,000. The case arises out of an accident between a towway maintenance truck and a plaintiff. It's a situation where the plaintiff has incurred approximately $12,000 in medical expenses. Approved and recommended.
Questions or discussion on this item?
Move to approve.
We have a motion to approve. Do I hear a second?
Second.
We have a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The item is approved, and we'll also go on to consent agenda for the full meeting. If there's no other business, then I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And so the meeting is hereby adjourned.